Welcome everyone to week two of Crafting Your Purpose. I'm very excited about this exercise and we're going to be explaining it a little bit to start and then answering any questions. I've also got some questions offline that I'll bring into the discussion as well. So I hope that's helpful too. So let's jump in. This week's exercise is about your extraordinary roles. And it comes from two books, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, written by Stephen Covey, and The 5 Choices, which is written by Franklin Covey. And Franklin Covey is the company that manages all of Stephen Covey's workshops and presentations and trainings that have been going on now for several decades. Stephen passed away 2 years ago, and his sons and a lot of other great people are running the Franklin Covey company. So this book, 5 Choices, just came out and it takes a lot of the lessons from the 7 Habits and makes them a little bit more accessible, a little easier to understand. And that's one reason I wanted to jump in and go through one of these really fun exercises that comes from that book. So as before with the webinar, if you have any questions at any time or you just want to chat and say, hey, there's a chat in the sidebar. If you go to uberconference.com/Travis Hellstrom, then there's a chat there. So you can chat anytime, including just say, you know, hands up if you want me to call on you, and then we can chat. I'll do this quick run through and then we'll have some discussion and see how the exercise went for you. And if it was a little bit confusing, I'm going to improve it a little with some good feedback I got today. So we'll jump right in. For the extraordinary roles coming from this book, I went ahead and tried to simplify it and make it really easy. So here in the exercise, the first part of the exercise was to write down all your current roles. So estimating, I think most people have between 10 and 30 roles that they play. And you might not think of them as big roles, but really, if you don't take the time to think about them, whether it's, you know, being a son or daughter or mother or father or worker, you know, at work, an artist, a student, there's a lot of roles that we play, or as people say, hats that we wear, and a lot of things that we do every day, every week. So taking the time to write down some of your roles is helpful in and of itself. I think often we do a lot of things. And in the training I went through with Franklin Covey, they said, you might not think that being a, what do you call it, when all the people ride with you, like a carpool driver, is a big deal, but it is a role. It takes responsibility. It takes time out of your week. You have to schedule it, plan for it. So even being like a carpool leader is actually a role that you play. And their point was toward the end of the exercise that it's really hard to be extraordinary in 10, 20, 30 roles. They argue that really it's between 4 and 6 roles that you can actually be extraordinary and put in the time and effort that really helps you feel satisfied with the roles that you're playing. So that's the purpose of this entire exercise. We're going to talk about your roles and then simplify them and think about which ones are the most important to you. And then that's going to be a tool that we can use to schedule your week. So this is the beginning of the exercise. What current roles do you play? And then we jump into what are your most important roles? And you have to pick from all of those roles between 4 and 6 roles. And I made the request, and Covey talks about this too, that one of your roles at least should be a personal one, either sharpen the saw, which is something from 7 Habits, or you could call it renewal or self, but it needs to be a role that is about renewal for yourself. The old saying goes, someone asked Abraham Lincoln, how would you chop down a tree if you had 5 hours to chop down a tree? And Abraham Lincoln said, I would spend the first 4 hours sharpening my axe and the last hour chopping down the tree. So the idea of sharpening the saw or sharpening the axe is if you really want to be effective at what you do, you have to put in the time and preparation to really renew yourself, sharpen your skills, and then that's going to help you actually be effective in the work that you do. So when you honed it down to 4 to 6 roles, I know that's a really hard exercise. Just like last week, we honed in on your values and got down from, you know, 20 values you liked to 10 and then down to 5. This is a similar I think, challenging exercise to come down to your major roles. So before we go any further, I just wanted to see if there were any comments that anybody wanted to share about the roles that you came to, anything you learned about yourself, and any questions that you have. And I can actually go first with my roles. I don't have them in front of me, so I'm gonna put myself on the spot and see if I have memorized them. For me, I call one of them sharpen the saw, just like Seven Habits. Then I have husband as one of my roles, and then writer, and also humanitarian consultant. So I actually went for the minimum and tried to shoot for four roles. It was tempting to do a lot more, but it felt really good for me to focus in and say, well, these are the main things I want to do really, really well. Other things will, of course, be important to me, and I'll try to fit them in. But as we'll talk about later, these are my big rocks. These are the things I really want to focus on. So those are helpful for me. Sharpen the saw, husband, writer, and humanitarian consultant were my four. So I'd love to hear any thoughts. Jonathan or Kelly, I don't know if you want to jump into the chat and say any comments or thoughts as you were honing down your roles. Was it helpful for you? Was it surprising? And if you want to chat, then I can turn on your mic and we can just chat for a second. Jonathan, do you want to jump in real quick? He just got disconnected. We'll get back to him. He says, I'll go. And then he actually went and disappeared. I think he'll be right back. There he is. Hey, Jonathan.
Sorry, accidentally hung up. All right, so I found this exercise extremely helpful. This was kind of piggybacking on to the values from last week, and this has been kind of mind blowing for me. I've always had this in mind, but actually taking this into practice and sitting down and really thinking hard about it has really been difficult for me. So it's also making me question my values from last week. So, but this has been good. So with mine, I agree with you. I also chose self or me or sharpen the saw, whatever. I just called it me. And then husband, also very difficult role, but that's very important. And friend, there's some I haven't settled on. I think friend is very important, but I think it's much bigger than that, and I'm not really sure where that fits in. But and then the other two for me were creator. Just for myself, I just love to create things and make things. And then problem solver for my job and what I do professionally. So these have been very helpful for me to kind of guide me in my week to know what's important and what's not, and see where I'm putting a lot of my time. That's been very surprising to me. So we can move on to something else. Whenever you have time, I did have some, just a couple questions about this.
Wonderful. Great, Jonathan. Thank you. Let me jump into the next little explanation, and then we'll absolutely take those questions. So let me jump in back to the presentation, and we'll jump into what comes next. After you have your most important roles, there's this exercise. How are you doing? And this is super confusing. I gave one line of explanation. The way this works, and I did this in several different exercises in the book and also in a workshop, you take this circle and you divide it up like a pie into the number of roles you have. So let's say you picked four or six or five. Then you would divide this circle up into four parts or six parts, five parts. And when you do that, it will look like this. Let me show you an example. Here's an example of a gentleman who has four roles, and he then divided the circle up into four parts, and then that's where the concentric circles work. And what you end up with is either putting a dot into the underperforming, I call it the so-so kind of circle, then the ordinary or the extraordinary circle. And the point of that is when you look at it and you put the dots in, you'll be able to see how you're doing. It gives you kind of a picture. You can either draw like a circle or, as they did, some kind of rhombus or something. Then it'll give you kind of a picture of how well are you doing? How big of an area are you filling up? And where are you measuring up? And I've also heard people say, if you can turn it into a wheel, then you're balanced, things are smooth. If it's not too much of a wheel, then imagine driving, like imagine this shape driving down the road. It's going to be very clunky. It's not going to go so well. And they also made a point in the book, especially, they clarified that extraordinary doesn't mean unusual or crazy or, you know, Superman or Superwoman. Extraordinary is very personal for you, and it means meaningful for you. And performing at a level that you feel peaceful about at night, you're able to go to sleep feeling good about what you've put in that day, that you feel at peace with your relationships, and you feel deep meaning in what you're doing. So extraordinary doesn't mean crazy. It really means living a life that you feel is wonderful and that you really are enjoying. Here's another example. This woman has a couple roles. There's five for her. Daughter, friend, project manager, housemate, and photographer. And you can see from where she is on the circle that she's doing really well at work. The project manager, she's doing great. Photographer, which is something that's a passion for her, she's not doing so well. And between friend, daughter, and housemate, she feels like she could be doing a little bit better. And like I said in the exercise, the point of this isn't to make you feel bad, not at all. The point is to wonder about balance in your life. And if you had 50 roles, imagine how crazy the circle would be. If you have 10 roles, it's even, you know, it's hard to imagine. The point of the four or five roles or six is once you put it down like this, you can actually see what you're doing and where you could be doing better and where you want to focus your energy. So we'll go back to the first example. This is the circle that's in your exercise. And then once you divide it up into pie slices, that's when you put the dots. I'm going to need to go back and explain it a little better. It's a little confusing, but I hope you can see with these examples what you end up with. And then we're going to jump in and talk a little bit about what do you do with these roles. Once you have them and you feel good about them and you know what you'd like to do better, what do you do? And that's where this video came in. And I was considering showing it here in the call, but you might have already watched it, first of all. Secondly, I'm not sure how good of quality it's going to come through on your connection. But it's about a minute long, about a minute and a half. And if you go to travishellstrom.com/buried, then you'll see this video. It's right there. If you're in the exercise itself, then you can click on the link in the exercise, and it'll open up that page online, and you'll be able to watch the video. It's a really fun video. It's made by Franklin Covey. And the gist of it is every day we have, you'll see in the beginning of the video, these people trying to prepare for what's coming, the onslaught of gravel and rocks being thrown at them. Basically, we have gravel just surrounding us. And you can see this guy, he's buried in his cubicle, and there's more gravel coming on top of him. No matter what we do, there's constant incoming messages, incoming tasks and requests and expectations. The challenge that all of us face is, what do we do with that? You can color code the gravel, you can try to organize it, but the larger picture, the better thing to do is to have big rocks. And by big rocks, we're going back to an exercise from the Seven Habits that Covey talks about. And here's a picture. On the left side, you put all the gravel in first, all the pebbles. On the right side, you put all the big rocks in first. Surprisingly, there's pretty much exactly the same number of pebbles and exactly the same number of big rocks. But as you know, if you've ever tried anything like this before, if you put in something big at the end, it doesn't fit. If you put in these little rocks afterward, after you put the big rocks in, then they fit. The analogy here is that your priorities, your roles, your values, the things that matter most to you every week, Those need to be your big rocks. Those have to go into your schedule first. And my friend Ross, who teaches Seven Habits, says the point of scheduling isn't to prioritize your schedule. The point is to schedule your priorities. And he says that, and every time I hear it, I'm like, wait a second, and I have to think about it. He says, don't prioritize your schedule, schedule your priorities. The point is to know what your priorities are first, what your big rocks are first, then put those into your schedule. Then after that, after you've already made time for your big rocks, your roles, the things that are really important to you, that's when everything else fits in. That's when the requests for coffee or lunch or meetings or email or all the other stuff, those are the pebbles. That's when that comes in afterward. So it's a powerful exercise. It's hard to practice, but that's the reason that I wanted to take the time first to clarify your values last week, then this week to clarify your roles. And in the same exercise, we're jumping into actually talking about big rocks and scheduling them into your schedule. So this is something I do every week, and I'm getting better at it over time. Jonathan's been a huge help to me personally and other really close friends of mine who have inspired me to keep doing this. But that's where we go with the exercise on the very last page is we look at your most important roles, and we have six sections here. So you can put your roles back in at the top, and then you schedule one or two big rocks for the week. You don't have to put two. You can just put one. That's fine. The point of a big rock is it's supposed to be a big deal. It's supposed to be something that's going to make a big difference for you that week. It doesn't mean it needs to be huge and unachievable that week. It has to be achievable. It has to be something that's reasonable to do. But the return on doing it, you know, is going to be a big deal. So maybe it's going to be finishing that report that you know is going to take a while, but it's a really big deal and you should do it this week. And you know it's going to really help you in the long run if you do it. That's a big rock. Or going out on a date with your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, taking them out for a special evening, that's a big rock. That takes time. You have to plan it in. It's not something that you just can say, oh yeah, I've got a couple minutes, let me just do that. A big rock is something that you have to schedule in, and it usually takes a couple hours. Ross, again, who I mentioned, schedules every Saturday morning to take his granddaughter out for breakfast. And he's been doing that since she was very little. And he doesn't negotiate that. He never puts that off, never schedules something over it. It's something he does every weekend. So that's a big rock for him. And I've always admired that when he told me that that's a big deal for him. And it's meant that he's had to say no to a lot of things, but he's been able to say yes to her. So it's a wonderful story. It's a great reminder for me. And that's the point of this big rocks exercise. So I imagine it could turn into a weekly activity for you. I think it's a very helpful thing to do on a Sunday or a Monday, and then to review it throughout the week. The Covey says spend 30 minutes once a week and then 10 minutes every other day of the week just to review and think, okay, was that accomplishable? Last week, I was a little bit overzealous with my big rocks and what I wanted to accomplish. This week, I'm being a little bit more reasonable. So it's good to have that, you know, exchange and go back and forth. So that is a quick overview. I know it's a lot of material to share at once, but that's where we're coming from with the big rocks in our week two exercises. So let me open it up for questions. If you have any questions in the chat, or if you want to talk a little bit, I can go back in the slides to any part that was a little confusing or you'd like me to explain better. But that's our week two and why it's a really important thing to do. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. So Jonathan, you have a question. I have your mic off now, or on.
Yeah, so, two quick things. First, one of the things that I noticed, because I'd actually kind of started doing this before, and what I noticed was that it's really important to make some of the rocks within your roles. It's really important to make some of those rocks very renewal. And I know for self, I was doing things like, I want to exercise, and I want to get up early, and I want to do this and that, and things that were going to be really great and help me be productive and be a better self, but they were not very renewing for me, and I ran out of energy very quickly that week. So So I just wanted to throw that out there, that that was a pretty big lesson for me to make sure that I'm doing things very renewal. The other thing, I had a question about, so we narrowed it down to the top five. Some of those other roles are obviously very important to us, and I know we can't be extraordinary at all of them, but how, if there's other roles that are important to us, how do we go about making sure we do fit time in for those also?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And I think you might have actually answered your own question in some ways too, because I'm glad you mentioned the renewal. I mentioned that in the beginning, and I didn't really give a lot of clarity or detail to it. The idea behind renewal is very personal. For me, it's things like exercise and sleep and reading and meditation and writing and so on. Whatever it is for you, it's the things that should, like you just said, Jonathan, it's the things that should bring you more energy. They should make you feel good, feel energized, feel excited. And often it's very, very personal. If you're an introvert or extrovert, it can be different. You know, maybe you enjoy hanging out with friends or going to parties or doing things that are more active and outgoing. Maybe you're more introspective. You like to spend time alone. And that's like me, reading, writing, going on a hike, so on. I think also, like you said, there are other roles we play. We have so much we want to do, and then we feel bad about not being able to do all of it. But if we put it through the lens of what really matters to us, then hopefully those other things, the pebbles, so to speak, the other things we want to do, will still fit. So a good example, I know, Jonathan, you mentioned being a friend. And for me, being a friend is important too. It isn't one of the roles that I said, but I do try to fit it into the other things that I do. So if I'm doing a renewal activity, like going on a hike, I'd love to do that with a friend. Or if I'm going to go on an adventure, that's also something I love doing, then I'd love to do that with friends too. So there are opportunities, I think, to mix things together. Another example, for instance, would be going and seeing your family with your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband and wife. If your role for me as a husband is, you know, to really focus on my wife and on my family, then it can also include doing something fun with my mom or dad or brother or sister. So I think you can mix things together, which is a lot of fun and gets you creative. But again, the idea isn't, oh, I have all this stuff to do, how can I prioritize it? It's less is more. The more you can focus on the roles that are most important to you, then everything will start to fit into that. And ideally, the more you'll get to understand other people's roles. And hopefully if someone says, you know, I want to take care of myself too, and yeah, I'd love to exercise together, or I'd love to go do this together, then you're not just hanging out and then not knowing what you did for a couple hours. You actually do something memorable and fun. And I know you're also really good at that, John. And so I think that's a great way to focus on your roles, but also bring other things in and be able to enjoy those activities. I know, Kelly, you mentioned that you hadn't gotten to exercise yet, and that's totally fine. I wanted to make sure that the explanation makes sense. I hope that this explanation made a little bit more sense than the exercise itself, especially with the circle and the dividing the circle up. But I was wondering, Kelly or Jonathan, were there any questions that you had or things that you wanted clarity on as it relates to the exercise itself? So I guess that means it's perfect. No problems. Everything's super easy to understand. Jonathan, was there any other question? You know, you mentioned you had a couple questions, but was there anything else?
Yeah, actually. So I'm curious about, so the rocks that we choose between 4 and 6, how often should they or could they change? So I'm sure they change at certain points in our life, but on a week-to-week basis, is this something that would, if you're trying to change it every week, that's not appropriate, or how often should these change, or can they change?
That's a really good question. My gut would tell me if you're changing them a lot, then you might not have thought about them deeply enough when you first did them. I think it is possible that they'll change every couple months, possibly. But ideally, these roles aren't just temporary, and they're not really a victim of circumstance either. Just like your values, I think your values shouldn't really shift week to week. I would think that they would be pretty consistent month to month. You might renew, you know, or reflect on them every quarter or something. Certainly every year makes sense. But mostly with the roles, they also are meant to kind of transcend temporary situations. So for instance, I think this is another exercise I didn't explain in this week's activity, but in the book and in the workshop, what Covey talks about is knowing your roles is great, but then the question is, how do you make them extraordinary? And part of the way you do that is by framing them more universally and more values-based. So instead of saying, for instance, just consultant for me, the reason I say humanitarian consultant is that it helps me focus on the bigger picture and realize that I don't want to just be a consultant. I don't want to just do whatever I can to make money or whatever. I want to be purposeful in the work that I'm doing. So if you just wrote employee, then that's kind of an ordinary role. But if you wrote inspiring leader, then that's different. And that can be part of your work as an employee, but really it transcends that and goes to a higher level. And I suspect no matter where you are an employee at, you would probably always be interested in being an inspiring leader. And you can bring that with you no matter where you go. So I think that's the idea behind the roles. We really want to get in touch with a bigger part of who we are. And I didn't want to make the exercise too long, but I'd love to hear your feedback. If you think it's worthwhile to mention that in the exercise, the idea of making your role extraordinary, is that something that we should expand on and include in the exercise? Or is it already long enough and overwhelming enough for people that it's going to be hard for them to take that extra step and think about that?
As far as that goes, last week, some kind of like extra parts added on, the four parts at the bottom. And I think this week you didn't have that, but I think that might fit great. Great, just kind of an add-on. They now make these roles extraordinary. So I would like to see that. I don't feel like it was too long.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good. I think that's a great suggestion. Kelly, do you have any thoughts or anything you'd like to share? I can turn your mic on if you like. If you just type in the chat yes, and then I can do that. Or if not, that's great too. I think that's a good suggestion, Jonathan. I that's important to me, and it's something I'm learning, but I think it would be a good activity to put at the end. Do you have any other thoughts on what might be a good activity to put at the end of the exercise or something that's been helpful for you?
Oh, well, I'm not sure if the chat's working. I think I saw Kelly say that she had something to say, maybe.
Oh, okay. I see it now. It wasn't popping up for me. Kelly. Oh, hey, Kelly. Let me see if are you there?
Hey, guys. So, hey. Sorry, Travis. I didn't have a lot of time to look at this week.
Okay.
Is there any way you might be able to send out next week's activity a little sooner?
Yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I would like to send them out on Sunday nights, ideally. So I think I'm going to start doing that. But yeah, this one, I just kept perfecting it over and over. And I'm sorry, it went out a little late.
No, it's fine. I'm sorry. I don't have much more to say, but I'm really enjoying everything so far.
Oh, good. Did the explanation of the exercise make sense? Does it seem pretty clear?
Oh, definitely now. I think not from looking at it at first glance, but I've got a good grasp of it.
Okay, perfect. I think what I'd like to do for everybody is to kind of put this together into a short video to explain it so that it goes out with the exercise, and then you can watch the video, understand how the exercise works, and then go through it. So that's my kind of master plan.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you both for staying a little bit late, and if there's nothing else, then I hope you both have a wonderful week. Thank you again for jumping onto the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.